We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program Emmy Award-winning host, also comedian Jim Florentine, author of Everybody is Awful Except You. Jim, thanks for calling. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. How's it going?
I'm doing fantastic, man. And so when you started out in this business, I guess as a comedian, did you think that you would have this kind of success and spread out into different genres like you did?
No, you know, starting off as a comic, you know, when about 3-4 years in, when I was making like 400 or 500 bucks a week, I was like, I already made it to me. I'm like, I can't believe I got this far. I could actually, but you know, just get by making a living at what I love doing. That was always my ultimate goal, just to make, you know, make a living at what I love doing. And then, you know, if anything else happened, it would just be a bonus.
And would you say one of the big breaks was VH1? Or what would you say, Jim, was that first, you know, like where everything started to take off after doing the VH1 show? Or what do you think?
No, it was before that. It was Crank Anchors, when I got the role on Crank Anchors on Comedy Central with the prank phone call show. Because I had these prank phone call CDs out. And I got picked to be on the show, and that was, and it was a huge hit back in, you know, 2003, 2004, 2005. So that pretty much, and then I got that metal show came on a little around 2008, 2009. But that was what put me on the map, was the prank call show.
Interesting. Were you a fan back in the day of even earlier, the Jerky Boys and stuff, Jim? If you like the prank call shows?
Oh, yeah. And I was always making... Yeah, and I was always making prank calls as a kid because I was always in trouble, so I was always grounded, so I was always home during the day, so I would just pick up the phone and make prank phone calls. I didn't know I was honing my craft as an 11-year-old.
And who would have thought that was the thing? You know, you're out as a comedian on stage, but your skill set started as an 11, 12-year-old. That's hilarious, Jim.
My whole childhood was basically making prank phone calls and listening to heavy metal because my older brothers got me into it. They were 6-7 years older than me, and they would bring home these records of Ted Nugent and AC/DC and Black Sabbath and Judas Priest, and I'd drive around the backseat of the car, and I'd just be cranking that music. So that was my whole childhood. And little did I know, later on in my life, I get on a prank phone call show and a heavy metal talk show.
Oh, wow. You never know what you're going to expect in your life and where it's going to come from. So let's kind of jump right specifically into why you wrote this book, Jim, because this is, again, spreading you out even more, right? We're talking about, you know, TV host, we're talking about actor, we're talking comedian, you're always busy. How did you have time to write a book?
It takes a long time. It took like 3 years to get the book together. The book is basically, you know, based on my podcast I do every week where I just rant about different things, like especially like about social media and the, you know, the stuff that goes on, all the posting and stuff on social media. People will send in like bad, like awful Facebook posts or Instagram or any of that stuff, or slang words people are using now. And I usually just rant about it on my podcast. So I wind up turning that into a book.
Oh, wow. So the kind of things that just drive you bananas, Jim, right? You just go on the internet, you go on social media, and you're like, I can't believe someone just did this, right? I can't believe. So you put this whole compilation together from all of your podcasts. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they're actual Facebook posts, you know, like, you know, because Facebook is basically, there's three different posts. You're looking for attention, you're bragging, or you're looking for sympathy. Those are the three. And you know, and you could see right through them, you know, the guy that writes, this amazing song came on. He takes a picture of the song on his phone while I was working out at the gym. So it's a subtle brag saying I'm working out. It has nothing to do with the song. And he's basically, no, I'm working out. You're not. I'm better than you. And I'm amazing.
So you have to crawl. Do you crawl a lot of celebrities posts, or you just try to find the viral posts when you do this?
No, not really celebrities, just people, you know, fans on my podcast will just send in different posts, like people like they know or that's on their Facebook feed. So not so much celebrities, but just regular people. I don't put their names or anything like that. And I just, you know, comment on them. Like that guy, you know, does anyone really care that that song popped up on his phone and he liked it? Which he didn't do it because of that. He just wanted to let everyone know he's working out. Like, who cares? Who cares what you did? Just made this food. And I take a picture of the food. I already know what food looks like.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about So let's go to women now who is 60% of Facebook, Jim, and I'm sure you get these ones. Why is it that really everyone that goes on vacation, if they're a stay-at-home or not stay-at-home, any mom that takes their kids on vacation, guess what? They have to brag the entire time with different posts throughout the time. And really, it's the Facebook vacation. It's who cares about if we really had a good time? We got to make sure how many likes we get on our Facebook page and how many people are upset that we're here and they're not. Right? That's what I see.
Well, exactly. That's what it is. And they're basically saying, I'm a great mom. Look what I'm doing on my vacation. I'm not spending it with my husband, just me and him. Look at all these things I'm doing with my kids on vacation. Tell me what an awesome mom I am. That's all it is.
And they seriously plan, Jim. They
the whole family on the beach.
Right. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
No, Jim, I was going to. Sorry to interrupt.
I don't mind one picture of this, just the family.
Yeah.
On the beach or whatever. That's fine. But, you know, every activity, look what we're doing here. Okay, yeah, everybody's goes on vacation. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That might be a private time where you just hang out. Maybe you take pictures and you send them to your grandmother and the grandfather that live in Seattle. Look, we're on vacation. We're having a blast.
But sorry, Jim, that's not how it works. I've come up with a situation, especially if the family's like planning a Disney vacation or one of these big ones, that we're pretty much part of their plan is what Facebook posts they're going to post to their friends. And it has to top their friend that went on vacation a month before or 2 weeks before. For sure.
It's all about topping each other. It's all about competition. That's all it is. You know, I took my son to Disney World with my brother and his kids, and we took pictures, and you know what we did? We sent them in a group text to all our family members. I didn't put it on Facebook. Nobody cares that I took my son on a Finding Nemo or whatever ride in Disney World. Nobody cares.
Except the Facebook trollers, Jim, that all their lives are spending 4 to 5 hours on Facebook all day, at work, switching back and forth from work to Facebook. And seeing what's my friend doing right now, which again is a sad state of our society for sure. You can pick up Jim's book in all finer bookstores and all those different things. Check him out there. And thanks for calling, Jim. I appreciate it. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.